You've probably seen this movie. The camera catches a man at a cocktail party, just after he delivers a punchline. The camera spins and the crowd dissolves into laughter. In my daydreams, that's me. The reality is, of course, something different. A lot of people think cell phones were invented for talking or texting, but I've spent entire parties on pretend phone calls, too nervous to join in any real conversations. This is a big step up, because before the iPhone, I'd just lock myself in the bathroom, anxiously thinking of excuses for spending 4 hours on the toilet. It is this crippling social awkwardness I am most afraid of passing on to my daughter. Is shyness simply genetic, I wonder, or is it the example I'm setting? When we visit playgrounds, I find myself stumbling over even the smallest of small talk. So, are those your real children? Never works as the icebreaker I hope for. And Emmy doesn't yet find herself joining groups of children in play. Please, I think, please don't let her be this part of me. On one trip to the park, a group of children played on the slide, while Emmy backed away, watching. I tried to help her into the group. "Please, Daddy," she whispered. "No." The other kids ran off to play hide-and-seek behind a row of scraggly bushes, while Emmy just sat by herself on the slide, studying these strange social animals. I was too busy watching the other kids to notice that Emmy had left the slide. I looked around and couldn't find her anywhere. But then, there it was, a tiny voice emanating from the bushes. "Where's Emmy?" a little bush called. "Where did Emmy go?" The other kids had already abandoned the hide-and-seek game for the swings, and yet here she was, far too late, trying to join in. The little bush spoke again, quietly, courageously. "Where did Emmy go?" it called, a lonesome tremble disappearing into the wind. "Hello? Hello?" It wanted to play so badly. With a perspective, I'm Mike Adamick.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.